Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, what a day. Any day's a great day. Dom Giordano show. To have Eric Trump on the show. But I've been following his Twitter today and some of the things to comment on. Let's go to Eric Trump here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eric, welcome back to town. I'm sure that you're going to have a lot of energy today in the interviews you do across the country. Do you want to start with the town hall last night? What was the highlight or low light to you?
Well, you know, I was with my father and I rode over to town hall last night. It's great to be back on, Dom. You guys are always amazing. But yeah, I rode over with him last night. We were in Miami. I'm actually heading to Philadelphia as we speak. But
where are you going to be in town today? Are you doing an event in Philadelphia?
Yeah, we're doing a bunch of evangelical events, and it's going to be fantastic. But you know, you look at town hall last night, and then you watch, you know, Joe Biden's town hall, and you know, sir, would you like a coffee? You know, what color is on this flashcard? I mean, they're not asking serious questions. I mean, the biggest story in the world right now is Hunter Biden's son, you know, and all the emails that are coming out, and all the scandalous things that are coming out. I mean, this is really, really bad stuff. Not once did Stephanopoulos ask him about it. And guess what Savannah's, you know, first question was last night to my father? Do you condemn white supremacy, even though he has 400 times? And it's disgusting. And you know what's amazing, Dom? At the end of it, we had all these people. I was out in the audience, and all the audience members had submitted questions to ask. Now, obviously, you know, NBC picked the people that they wanted to ask the questions, and they picked, you know, the questions that they wanted asked. Everybody came up to me afterward and they said, listen, we submitted really beautiful questions and we weren't picked, which doesn't surprise me at all with NBC. But what was interesting is after the debate, they came up, or after the town hall, they came up and they all apologized to me. And I'll never forget this as long as I live. They all apologized to me. They came up and said, listen, make no mistake about it. Everybody in the country sees exactly how these media companies treat your father. We saw the debate with Lester Holt last week on NBC. The questions toward Biden were an absolute joke. I mean, an absolute joke. And then you see how Savannah, you know, handled it last night. We're sorry for what he goes through, but we all see through the nonsense. So just keep fighting. We're all with him 100%. And this was the audience. I mean, these are the people who had submitted questions to ask at the town hall last night. And it's amazing. And, you know, I'd rather my father. My father does, I think, better with tough questions where he can go back and forth, right? But it's just, you look at the treatment of Biden on ABC, and then you look at my father, you know, the treatment of my father on NBC, or you look at the treatment of my father Joe Biden last week on NBC. It's just not even.
Yeah,
the media has become the advocacy arm for the Democratic Party.
You would be fine, and your dad would be fine with the rough and tumble if they did the same thing with Biden, because your father thrives on that. The other guy can't take any kind of question without exploding. And it was, seeing that last night, any reasonable person, if they flip back and forth to your point, is exactly right. But you got to tell us a little bit on the inside, the fun side of it. We had the woman in the red mask behind your dad. If you were there watching that, applauding almost constantly and nodding her head with the answers. And then we had the other woman. It said, let's stop and talk about the Trump smile here. That was pretty funny stuff.
She was unbelievable. You know, it was funny. You know, last night, again, as soon as the cameras flipped, I actually have a couple pictures of this. It was great. They all started running up to him. And, you know, Mr. President, you're saving the country. On behalf of our family, thank you. We love you. I mean, it was unbelievable. But, yeah, she was she made the night last night. She's sitting behind him nodding. And, you know, every time, you know, Savannah would ask a nasty question, you know, she'd be shaking her head. She was incredible. But there's a lot of love out there, Dom. I mean, that's what I can tell you. There's a lot of love out there everywhere I go, all over Pennsylvania, all over Ohio. I've been in Michigan. The love in this country is fantastic. I mean, people absolutely love red, white, and blue. They love our nation. They're thankful for him, and they understand the game that's being played. Could you imagine if I was Hunter Biden and I was taking $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife, and millions of dollars from China, and $1.5 billion for a fund? You know, if I was sitting on the board of energy gas companies while flying over, to those countries with, you know, my father on Air Force Two and everything else. I mean, they don't even ask these questions of Biden, and people see it. People understand the media for what it is today. And, but what I would like to see, Dom, I mean, how about a simple question? You know, sir, what's your vision for this country? Where would you like to see us be in 4 years? Where would you like to see us be in 10 years? What are the biggest threats that we face? You know, you've been there every day. What are the biggest challenges that America will face going forward? What? Why no question like that? Why is every question doom and gloom? Do you denounce what? I mean, it's so misguided.
You're right. The agenda moving forward, what you're going to do, and then stopping down. And if you want to challenge a policy there and say, tell me more about that, but let's be specific, that's fair. That's absolutely fair around it. But the white supremacy stuff, 20 minutes by the clock, too. Well, you were there. You saw it right out of the box before the first question. And with Biden, Mercedes Schlapp tweeted out, and I know exactly what she meant. She wasn't besmirching Mr. Rogers. She was talking about how childish almost the questions were that Biden had. Yeah. And it was like we were sitting around at Circle in pre-K versus to be the president of the United States.
Sure. Well, I'll do it later on. I'll ask the campaign to do it. I'll send it to you just for fun. But what we'll do is we'll take Lester Holt's questions on NBC to Biden, and then we'll take Savannah Guthrie's questions to my father, and we'll just run them back to back. It'll just be fun. We'll do, you know, one Biden question, one Trump question, one Biden question, one Trump question. That's fine. My father's a big boy, and, you know, he can clearly handle himself. The point is it frustrates people in this country. I mean, you know, people want positivity. People are sick and tired of the media's negativity. Never once did they ask, you know, listen, you had the greatest economy, you know, sir, you created the greatest economy in the world, lowest unemployment, lowest African-American unemployment. You did criminal justice reform. You've done more for the African-American community than any president in history. You know, you've done opportunity zones. You've rebuilt our military. You've created the Space Force. You're lowering prescription drug prices every single day. You've created peace in the Middle East. Could you talk about any of those policies? What are the other things that you would like to continue in your next term? I mean, you know, instead they're talking about. Dom, it's maddening. It's really maddening.
Yeah, well,
but this country
sees
it.
And I know you come on the most with us, but it's got to be the whole family, the scrutiny that you're under. You just seem to be a normal, great guy to me who loves his dad. And I remember the last time you were on, that became apparent with some of the phone calls. And I'm sure Hunter Biden loves his dad, but using him, that's the thing here. We have to get to the bottom. Was Joe Biden paid off? That's what it appears to be, at least in these emails, that Hunter Biden allegedly is the conduit, not just for himself, but that money was going to the vice president. So,
here's all you need to know. I ask anybody listening right now, just Google Biden's house. Just take a picture of, you know, look at a picture of Biden's house and tell me, as a politician who's been a politician for 47 years, who's been in the government, who's never gotten a check outside of the U.S. government, tell me if you believe, after looking at a picture of his house, that a government salary for the last 47 years could afford that house. And I can tell you, I'll tell you right now, he can't. Not only could it not afford that house, but it couldn't afford the upkeep of the house, the taxes on the house, and everything else. And for some reason, the media refuses to answer that question. I mean, I've asked that question 100 times. It's just common sense. The whole thing
well,
is crazy.
But here's what I can tell you. Significant numbers of people, reasonable people watching this display, they're getting it. So they're not getting away with it. Hey, Eric, thank you for being so generous with your time. We'll see you in Philadelphia today with these various events. Enjoy and thank you and come back soon.
I can't wait. Take care, Don. Right.
There's Eric Trump here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You get a line.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.